This is 21st Century Journalistic Writing, and talking about the coronavirus, and I'm Isabel Quitter, a junior.
I'm Ashlyn Steen, a junior.
I'm Avery Plotty, and I'm also a junior.
I'm Remy Merrill, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Mark Liberico, and I'm a junior.
I'm Jacob Russell, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ray Fazarik, and I'm a junior.
I'm Nina Moore, and I'm a junior.
Okay, so our topic today is talking about masks during the coronavirus. And right now, I am wearing a medical mask. Others in the room are wearing different masks, but there are some that work the same and others that don't. But the most effective are the double-layered, like, medical masks.
I just bought masks from Hy-Vee, like, in a three-pack, and, like, I couldn't see what they, like, felt like before I bought them. And then I realized that they're only, like, one thin layer. And, like, I, like, actually looked it up on the CDC, and it's, like, we strongly suggest that it's, like, two layers that are, like, actually work.
And speaking of, like, the two-layer things, I used to wear this, like, I don't know, it was, like, an athletic mask. That's how it was branded. And it had, like, a net layer almost, and then, like, a thin cloth knit layer. And it was, like, really breathable, but also it was really breathable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't really work out well, but it was, like, branded as effective, and I did some research on it.
Like, I wear, like, the medical mask because it makes it more breathable, and it don't, like, it's just more comfortable, in my opinion. But, like, I've heard others wear different kinds of masks just because, like, either, like, the design from it or just, like, the comfortable.
We got a mask from Old Navy, which I know a lot of people wear, but personally I find those hard to breathe in if I'm exercising. But if I'm just sitting in class, taking notes, talking to people, I wear an Old Navy mask. But when I go to, like, a practice, I wear a medical mask because it's much easier to.
And medical masks are, like, a safe way because they're effective to, like, have that breathability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still be safe.
And it's 10 times more comfortable off mask.
Like, I don't know if you guys had any, like, preferences on, like, the design or, like, color. In your guys' opinion, I've never seen anybody, like, talk about, like, a designer color preference. It's just, like, the way the mask is or, like, the brand or the cloth.
Yeah, I don't really care about the design of the color. Band kids will know Claire's mom made a bunch of masks and passed them out to the band at the beginning of the year, and I ended up with two of those. And that's mostly what I wear.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, a homemade
cloth. Just a homemade cloth mask.
I've seen different colors of surgical masks that aren't just blue. Like, I've seen plain black ones, and I think those look pretty cool.
I've seen those too, yep.
I like the pink ones that the volleyball girls wore during state. I thought those looked really nice.
The basketball team, when we were going to have games still, we were going to get, like, the black medical masks so that we could have, like, uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, I prefer black masks. Just
mm-hmm.
Definitely. Simple.
Yeah. Also, if they get, like, a little dirty because you mess up and accidentally forgot to take it down before you eat food.
Just, yeah, you're just, like, eating and you're like, oh, my mask is still on.
Well, yeah, a couple of times, sure.
Where you, like, just initially, like, pull your water bottle up and then you start trying to drink it and your mask is there.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah,
and then it, like, spills all the way down your front.
You have a stupid little water spot where your mouth is.
Yeah. Especially in school when you don't have, like, a second one or, like, something.
I was at camp counseling this summer, and we had to start wearing masks, like, halfway through, and the kids, like, don't really get why we have to wear masks at first, and they would, like, drink their water through their masks when we weren't looking, and I'm like, and then I would see, like, a huge spot, I'm like, we need to have a talk about, like, why we're wearing these, and, like, how that defeats the purpose of wearing it.
Yeah.
The filter's the water. I'm getting coronavirus. You drink.
Talking about, like, filtering and stuff, like, band, we have, like, the special mask where it has a hole, like, a slit in it, so then it covers your mouth at the same time as holding your, like, still having a mask on, but still safe for the band to play, which they would be effective. We don't know how effective they are because we haven't had cases, so it seems to be effective. They are a different kind of, like, mask you would wear, and it's a little different than the normal one.
I think the purpose of that one is just to cover your nose while still allowing you to, like, play your instrument, so it's not, like, air coming out excess of where it needs to be coming out.
And it'd be hard to tell whether they're actually working because most of the people just don't even wear them. Like,
yeah.
Other than, like, a few instruments, like trumpets, it's a lot of instruments, they can't fit their mouthpiece in the mask. Like, I know I can't, so I just wear a McGill mask and pull it down.
Speaking of, like, the band, we also have, well, actually, I should wait for activities for that. Because it's not necessarily a mask thing. I was going to talk about belt covers.
Band masks is, for me personally, it's, I don't think it's effective at all. Because when playing trombone, what I'll do is I'll just take my trombone and bring it down from my lips, but the mask catches on my mouthpiece and just rips the mask off my face.
That even happens with, like, a trumpet mouthpiece, and their waist, like, two times smaller than the trombone mouthpiece.
So I feel like you're touching your face a lot when you have to put the mouthpiece through.
Yeah, like,
so
you have to pull it.
It's kind of defeating the purpose of, like, keeping your hands away from your face and getting germs on your face when you have to touch your face to put in your mouthpiece every time.
Yeah.
Well, you're blowing out of an instrument, so that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Well, that's what the bell covers are for, that we have.
Oh, you use the bell covers.
Yeah.
So you're really, like, blowing into another mask. However, with woodwinds, that's ineffective because they have holes
all
over.
Yeah, there's a bunch of... Play clarinet, there would always be, like, little droplets of spit around every single finger hole. I haven't played clarinet in a while, but those, I remember that just being gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine now with the corona, like, that's not okay to have.
And it's not only, like, all, like, the wind instruments, the flute, they can't play their with our mask if it has a hole in it, so they have a different kind of mask than we do.
That's what the Iowa State Band is doing, basically. Every woodwind, they have, like, this blanket, basically, that just they put over their instrument while they're playing.
Okay, something weird that happened when I was buying masks a few months ago is there would be, like, you know, on products they cut a little hole in the packaging so you can feel it. There's a whole bunch of masks with just that little hole in there so you can feel the fabric, which is interesting because then you're buying a mask that.
That seems counterproductive.
But wouldn't you wash your mask before you?
You'd think you would.
This
is a warning. Wash them before you wear it.
Yeah.
Consider this a warning.
Speaking of washing, do you guys just, like, throw your masks in the washing machine, or do you have, like, a routine? How often do you wash your masks and everything like that?
I wash my masks every time I do laundry. I just throw them in with the load. And so that's every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't really work to wash a medical mask since it is a paper mask. So I guess I use it, like, once or twice and then, like, throw it away because you're not supposed to use it more than a couple times.
Yeah, my mom wants me to not wear my mask for more than one day in a row. So she says when I get home, I should throw it in the laundry basket. And then at the end of the week, she washes everybody's masks in one.
One thing that's weird about washing masks is every time they come out of the dryer, they are always wet.
Yes.
I don't know why. Like, none of my other clothes are wet.
Wires are messed up.
My
masks are just always soaking when they come out of the dryer.
I
have no idea why.
All of my, like, the mouth and nose area of my masks are always dry. It's just wet around the back of my ears.
Yeah.
Like, the handles almost that get, like, stay wet. They don't dry.
Which I don't get because it's not thicker than, like, a sweatshirt or a hoodie.
Yeah.
So it
it's also smaller, too.
Yeah, it is also smaller.
So you'd think it would dry easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
It could get caught in, like, something, you know, like a pocket. Because sometimes my pockets aren't always dry, the sweatpants I wear. So, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it gets, like, folded or something. And, like, things surround it so that it can't get dry.
My masks are always really wrinkled after they come out of the dryer.
Yeah, mine always, like, shrink, and then that's a really big issue. I feel so uncomfortable if it's, like, too small. So I have, like, a lot of them that I, like, can't wear anymore because they just shrunk to be, like, baby size.
If it's, like, the cotton kind.
Yeah.
Like, you're in cotton,
yeah.
It shrinks, like, after the first time you dry.
Yeah.
Do you guys have the earpieces on the end where they, like, you can stick the string through and you can adjust it?
Yeah, half of mine, those fell off.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The adjustable.
The adjustable, so that, yeah.
My dad wears those, but I feel like the little, like, point at the end that you get when you use that is uncomfortable.
It bangs against your...
Mm-hmm. See, I don't mind it that often. I just, like, sometimes I'm like, do I look like an alien with them sticking out? Sometimes they, like, sticking out, and I'm, like, walking around.
I've got...
My hair's up, you can see it. It's kind of funny.
I've got a mask or two that, like, they just have, like, really long things on the end, and they've got, like, a bead at the end, and it looks like I'm wearing stupid earrings or something. And, yeah, those adjustable ones, the little piece of rubber on half of mine just, like, reached to the end and fell off, and it's too small for me to, like, get back through, so I can't adjust the size anymore.
You can always, like, tie it, too.
A toothpick.
Yeah.
The biggest impact with me in masks is like seeing people without a mask, like after you haven't seen their face in a while, and it's like, whoa, because your brain like picks features that they think you would have or something almost. And also, like, I got a job in the middle of the pandemic, and so like all my coworkers, like I met them with a mask on, like my brain like absolutely chose like what they look like, and like I had no idea what their face looks like. And then one time we were all like eating, like a couple of coworkers, and like I took my mask off and they're like, whoa, your face, like never seen it. And then I'm like, do I look weird? And they're like, yeah.
I went out to eat with a couple of my buddies on Halloween, and I hadn't seen some of their faces in months, and some of them like had like a beard going unshaved since like March, because they were wearing a mask the whole time. Nobody was seeing their face.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits. Like, you can go longer without paying attention to your face. It's kind of an upside. I don't know.
Well,
also kind of gross, but...
Speaking of the gross part of that, I've struggled with it a little bit, and then I know that, like, a lot of other people on, like, the internet and stuff have struggled with it. Like, acne gets, like, horrible under... Like, I feel like my face just gets so, like, damp, and it's...
My nose is already so oily, and then to add on to it, and then if I'm, like, sweaty, it feels so gross, and I feel like I need to wash my face.
Do you guys' lips get chapped?
Yes.
Like, I've noticed my lips get so chapped after I've been wearing a mask for a long time.
Yeah.
My lips don't get chapped, but I think it's been giving me nosebleeds. Like the inside of my nose gets really chapped, and then, like, my nose starts bleeding. And I gotta change my mask.
I don't know if this, like, has anything to do, but, like, my eyelids have been really dry recently, and I don't know if that's because, like, some of the air is, like, going up that way, and it normally doesn't.
Like,
it's almost getting chapped, like, some lips can get. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know if that's because of the mask, but, like, that's, now that you guys are saying that, that kind of makes me think it could be.
I don't know, I just, like, my face has felt gross ever since I needed to, like, wear a mask. Like, when we had basketball, I was washing my face, like, 3 times a night. Because it felt disgusting.
Well, they have a name for it now, they call it mask-me.
So weird to see, like, if you, like, go out in public or something and you see someone without a mask, it's just so weird. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but when I see someone without a mask, I'm like, whoa, just stay back. Like, it's... like, so weird to see someone without a mask now. It's become normal.
Up until recently, at the job I was working at up until recently, just, like, nobody, none of the customers wore a mask, ever.
Restaurants in Lisbon that have been not wearing masks up until recently.
I know, Lynn County mandated it this last week.
Yeah, I know Lisbon, I don't think Lisbon's Casey had a mask mandate, so he just walked in there without a mask.
Well, I hope you guys are wearing masks.
I just feel comfortable if I walk into somewhere, like a public area, and I don't have a mask. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I'll forget a mask and I'll, like, pull up my shirt, like, to cover my nose and everything, but I still feel, like, really uncomfortable. I've only done that a couple times, but then I'll see people out there, like, how do you not feel, like, uncomfortable?
Yeah.
By the time this is over, do you think people are going to have mask tan lines?
Yes.
just like the entire American population.
I didn't really have a mask tan line. This summer definitely was really
chill. It wasn't, like, there were no, like, real restrictions this summer.
Yeah. I feel like it's gotten worse for mandating, like, we finally mandated it now.
Well,
I remember at the beginning of COVID, like, you saw somebody with a mask, and it was, like, really weird. But now you see somebody without a mask, and then you get the same feeling that when you saw them with a mask.
Yeah.
It's just weird to see them without a mask. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
it makes all sense.
I just remember at the beginning when I saw somebody, like the very beginning, when I didn't know it was actually serious. I'm educated now. When I saw somebody with a mask, I was like, oh my god, they're just being extra.
Yeah. I saw someone when we went to spring break trip. On our way there, there was a girl, she had a mask on, sunglasses, her hood was up, she had latex gloves on, and nobody else on the plane was wearing masks or anything, and she like stayed in her little corner. And I thought it was the strangest thing ever, but now that I think about it, she was actually kind of smart.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just at the time seemed so weird.
I just think about how, like, if you were to walk into a store with a mask in 2019, how suspicious it would be.
It would be very
like,
suspicious.
Like, people would think you're going to rob them. And
in
then,
a bank? Like,
yeah.
You're expected to wear a mask in a bank. I didn't think that would ever be.
So
opposite
now. Yeah.
Didn't it used to be illegal to walk
yeah.
into a bank with a mask?
Yeah. I was like, the first time I went to the bank after the mask mandate, I was like, I was asking my parents, I was like, you sure I should be going in there with a mask? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, kind of nervous when I thought I was going to get like tackled or something.
It's going to be easier for criminals now and blend in.
Yeah, I heard that like, kidnapping rates have gone up because, or like when they can't find the people or like pin the person who kidnapped them because of the mask.
Because yeah.
you can only see their eyes up.
Yeah, you don't really have defining characteristics when you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Investigations are harder.
Yeah.
And that brings us into our topic of activities.
Activities.
Can you dodge?